I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Bay Area Toll Authority for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2014. Please, I'd like to begin by asking the Secretary to call the roll.
Good morning, Commissioners. Authority Chair Worth.
Here.
Vice Chair Cortese.
Here.
Commissioner Aguirre.
Here.
Commissioner Asombrado. Commissioner Bates. Commissioner Campos. Commissioner Dodd. Commissioner Giacopini.
Here.
Commissioner Glover.
Here.
Commissioner Haggerty.
Here.
Commissioner Halstead.
Here.
Commissioner Kinsey.
Here.
Commissioner Licardo.
Present.
Commissioner Luz. Commissioner McKenzie.
Present.
Commissioner Persinski.
Here.
Commissioner Kwan. Commissioner Sartipi.
Present.
Commissioner Spearing.
Present.
Commissioner TCA. Commissioner Winner.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I'd like to now invite everyone to join together in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now I'd like to please request that the Secretary read the compensation announcement.
As authorized by state law, I'm making the following announcement. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to announce that this meeting is being webcast on the MTC website and request that everyone speaking speak into the microphone so we can record all of your comments. We also look forward to hearing from the public, and so if you'd like to speak on any item on the agenda, please obtain a speaker card on the side and give it to the Secretary, and I will call your name as that item appears. So, and next item, the Chair's report. I don't have any additional items, and now I'd like to turn to the consent calendar. May I please have a motion to approve?
Moved,
seconded. Without objection, the consent calendar is adopted. Now, our next item is item 6. That's the BATA resolution number 51 revised, the BATA debt policy. And that item calls for authority approval today. So I'd like to turn to Brian Mayhew, who will be presenting that item for us.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Brian Mayhew. Routine, the debt policy is the guiding program by which we issue the debts for BATA. It sets out the credit requirements. It sets out all the requirements for the use of all of our both fixed variable rate debt refunding components and the use of any derivative structures and all the credit standards that apply. We are not making any changes to it, and we're asking you to reauthorize it for another year. Be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions? Forgive me, Vice Chair Bates. I jumped straight to staff, so I know that this came from the Oversight Committee. It was recommended. If you'd like to add those comments.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you. I just the Oversight Committee met on January the 8th, and it's recommending this action, and so I would move approval of the BATA Resolution Number 51.
Okay.
Revised.
It's moved by Commissioner Bates, seconded by, thank you, Commissioner Licardo. All right, and thank you for that presentation. Any further discussion? Is there any public comment on this item? I have no speaker cards. Okay, then, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Now we will move into item 7, which is a closed session, a conference with legal counsel, with anticipated litigation. The authority will meet in closed session pursuant to paragraph 4 of subdivision D of section 54956.9 to confer with legal counsel regarding initiation of litigation in one consolidated or up to three potential individual cases?
Up to four.
Up to four. Okay.
So
okay, up to four. I'd like to, now we can pause while everyone clears the room and we can convene the closed session. Thank you very much. I'd like to reconvene the meeting of the Bay Area Toll Authority, return to open session, and turn to our General Counsel for report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The authority met in closed session pursuant to paragraph 4 of subdivision B, D of section 54956.9 to confer with counsel regarding initiation of litigation in one consolidated or up to four potential individual cases, and the authority took no reportable action.
Great. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to move on to item 9, which is the public comment. We have one speaker. I'd like to call on Andre Carpio to come forward, please.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andre Carpio. I'm a resident of Aimeryville. I have interest in the Bay Bridge and all the environment. I want to stress again the situation, which is social, which is the homeless. We have an old Bay Bridge there that is being destroyed, to cut pieces to go into the melting process or making steel ingot to be reprocessed again, and this is a waste. I'm calling to your attention because we have here a situation where I found in your brochure where this organization pay or will pay almost $300 million for the destruction of the bridge. And if we look at the calculation, and if you are going to pay that much money to destroy the bridge, might as well someone get the bridge free and you give that person $300 million, and with the $300 million can modify the bridge to make habitat for the homeless or other reason. And I've been surprised that we have here seven candidates to run for the mayor of Oakland. They all cry for job, but nobody sees that there is an opportunity for the bridge to be renovated, upgraded, better fitted, to house at least the homeless. The homeless are not difficult. You see, instead of sleeping on a sidewalk, they would sleep on a bridge, and this is not new. All over the world, in Africa, in Asia, people live in housing that are on piloty. So we are not making something new. So I urge you to pay attention to what I'm trying to say here, is that the money slotted that has been contracted in 205 for the demolition of the bridge is a mistake. With today's cost, is going to cost much more, and we should reserve that money for constructive energy to build shelter for the homeless. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comments. Next item, we will adjourn our meeting to February 26, 2014 at 9:30. Thank you very much.